First, if I were to ask you who wears makeup, you're probably going to say women. For years, cosmetics have been largely marketed and sold to women. Men, on the whole, apart from maybe actors and TV anchors, have not made up a big portion of the makeup customer world. But there has been a recent slow shift on that front. Men are now turning to makeup such as concealer, foundation, and more to hide acne, small blemishes, even out skin tone. And a YouTube search for makeup for men brings up millions of videos. Many of them are makeup tutorials. A lot of the videos advise men on how to create a subtle no-makeup look with makeup. Our next guest took a look at what's driving this change and tried it out for himself. Jacob Gallagher is the men's fashion editor at Off Duty for the Wall Street Journal, where he writes a weekly column on style trends. His recent piece is titled, "More Men Are Wearing Makeup Than You Think, Here's Why." Jacob, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. Well, why did you start to tackle this issue? Men apparently wearing makeup a little more than they used to.
Yeah, where it really came from was this idea of how men's grooming, in the general category, has really taken off over the past decade or so. So we were looking at harder data there that men now make up, I believe, somewhere around 20 to 25% of the broader grooming market. And that's something that has been talked about for quite some time. You know, you see specialized, you know, body washes or, you know, specialized shaving products for men. And that's really fueling a big part of the cosmetics market right now overall. So what we started to look at was this idea of more men wearing makeup. And I'm glad that you mentioned YouTube tutorials, because that is really, particularly on the internet, where this is like really the most, you know, prominent and is happening in the most public manner. So what I really wanted to look at was that those examples, as well as, you know, CoverGirl announced their first male spokesman. There's been a few instances of, you know, makeup brands claiming, so to speak, a male celebrity wearing their products. So what I wanted to look at was, is this more than a, you know, kind of more extreme trend? You know, if you look at makeup tutorials of men wearing makeup on YouTube, they tend to be things that are definitely more, you know, intensive, I would say. So I started looking at if men were wearing makeup, you know, in a more, you know, everyday manner, so to speak. And the answer was, some certainly are, and you know, it's definitely not the level of investment. It's definitely not the amount of products as women put forth on makeup. But you know, some men were definitely getting a lot more involved in it. And it was curious coming out of it. It does seem to be a market that, you know, more cosmetics brands are gonna put some money behind to see if it could be a viable business, because it is a pretty big untapped market if you can convince men to do it.
And that's the key there. This is, I mean, I could see a moisturizer, lotion, hair care product, mm-hmm. whatever. Makeup is kind of the final frontier for dudes.
Yes, it is. It is. And I think that, you know, rightfully so. I mean, as for the story, I did, you know, wear makeup for a week. It was all very subtle. You know, I believe I mentioned in the story, like, my coworkers did not even notice, and they knew that I was doing this story. But it did have somewhat of an effect that I thought, maybe this is something that I could do. And I do think that there is probably going to be more men that pick up on that. But it's going to be something that I think for men is always going to be about that internal struggle. Can you get over the stigma? Can you just get over the sense of, oh, I am wearing makeup? That is a pretty big hurdle to get over. I'm fully aware of that. I don't think that, you know, it's going to be something that will ever be as popular as it is for women. But could I see it getting, you know, 5% bigger, 10% bigger, maybe even 20% bigger over the next few years? Absolutely. I mean, I think we're looking at the way that society is changing. We're looking at the way that society is thinking about their appearance in different ways. You know, I think men certainly care a lot more about clothing than they used to. You know, maybe that could happen with makeup. It's just all kind of a great unknown right now.
And it sounds like, from at least some of the men you talk to and people in the industry, if men are wearing makeup, for the most part, it's, I'm wearing makeup maybe to conceal something. I don't want to look like, yeah, I'm wearing makeup.
Yeah, I mean, there was one makeup artist I had spoken to in particular, and she was saying, like, you know, it's crazy that for men, if they have a blemish or if they have acne or something like that, they can't really reach for makeup. They can't go for it. So that I found curious, because it is this kind of, you know, tool that you know, it could be at your disposal if you so want it. So I think that that might be, you know, kind of the easiest entry point, so to speak. That was the experience that a lot of guys I spoke with had, is that if they felt like they had something that was amiss with their skin that day, that they might reach for, you know, a little bit of foundation or a little bit of concealer.
Talking to Jacob Gallagher from the Wall Street Journal, talking about a modest increase in men wearing makeup, usually more to conceal than to enhance, it sounds like. Jacob, you mentioned you put this to the test yourself, and you said it was, you wrote that it was very different to have someone else put on makeup or teach you how to do it, and then when you took the training wheels off and tried doing it yourself.
Yeah, it definitely was something that felt very unfamiliar, I would say. It wasn't, it was definitely not something that in my lifetime anyone had ever taught me how to do. And that was something that a lot of guys I spoke with returned to again and again. It was something that they really had to learn and kind of figure out once they started. You know, one guy I spoke with, I don't know if it made the story or not. I don't believe it did. The first time he put, you know, makeup on, it got all over his shirt collar. It was a total mess. And he was saying that it took him some time to learn and figure it out. And it is that real trial by fire kind of thing.
And was it weird? I mean, did you kind of feel the stigma of it as you were trying to put the makeup on yourself? Like, I don't know if this is right.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, by the third day, I was kind of used to it and I wasn't thinking much of it. But it took knowing that no one could really tell, so to speak. I think on that first day, I went into a meeting and I thought, is someone going to notice that I'm wearing this? Of course, no one did. And if they did, I don't think they would have said anything. I think that I kept coming back to the fact that even if someone noticed, I don't think they would have asked, because it is kind of such an alien concept. But yeah.
And you said actually when you pointed it out to people, you got some pretty good remarks, right? They thought it looked pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, they thought that it looked, you know, I hate to use the term normal. I guess that the answer would be average. It looked, you know, kind of average. And that, you know, I think one friend said I had a slight glow once she realized what I was wearing. But that was the extent of it. I think personally, I did feel a little bit better. My skin looked a little bit smoother. But yeah, I don't know exactly how much of a difference it really made. I can tell you, once the article was over, I don't wear anything anymore. I did not continue to wear makeup after the article was over. I have once since I had a blemish on my face in the week after, but that was about it. Yeah.
Now let's get back to the idea of marketing these products, makeup products in particular, to men. Is there going to have to be something like we see with a lot of products where, okay, we got to get guys over this idea, this has to be like extreme sports branded guy marketing material to get men to take the plunge here?
I think so. I think that, you know, it's funny because I was trying to think of how it would be marketed, and it's a difficult thing because you can't really have any sort of extreme thing. It kind of has to be the most simplistic marketing possible. It has to really be very kind of, I would say, situational almost. And that's hard because that doesn't make for an easy marketing campaign, especially in the world of cosmetics, where if you look at how women's cosmetics are marketed and women's makeup is marketed, it's incredibly flashy and very splashy and very image-based, whereas I think for guys, it's more of a problem-solving type of thing. So I'm fortunately not a marketing executive that has to make those decisions, but I think it would be a harder sell in that regard.
Now, reader comments on your piece ran the gamut from this isn't a big deal, who cares, to men shouldn't wear makeup, you know, at all. Is there always going to be that substantial percentage of men for whom this is a non-starter?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that I get those comments on a lot of stories that I write, whether about clothing or whether about makeup or what have you. I think that men have different interpretations of how much they should care about appearance in any capacity. You know, we're not a fashion publication. We're a broad reaching, you know, newspaper. So I think that some men do have a different feeling about what is quote unquote right or what is quote unquote what a man should do. So I think that there will always be those people. I think there will always be people that have a feeling that you should, you know, rub dirt on your face and only ever wear coveralls. You know, I think that it's just people have their different perceptions. I think that there will always be people that have a stigma around it. But I also think that to care that much about someone doing it. That's what I found that was really interesting, was that a lot of guys that I spoke with that did wear makeup, it didn't seem to be that big of a deal to them. And I always find that interesting, where when people think like, oh, you care so much about your appearance, or you care so much about, you know, what your face looks like to the point that you're wearing makeup, it's not so much about that. The people that seem to comment seem to care a lot more, or be a lot more passionate about the topic. It's just that it was something that they did, you know. So it is interesting. I think that it's also a big generational thing. I'll be totally upfront that a lot of people that I spoke with were much younger. I think that for an older generation, it's a harder thing to wrap your head around, and that's perfectly understandable.
And we have to leave it there. Jacob, thanks for joining us. That's Jacob Gallagher, men's fashion editor at Off Duty for the Wall Street Journal. He joined us to talk about his recent article looking at why more men, a slowly growing number of men, are wearing various kinds of makeup. Let us know what you think. You can tweet us at Central Time WPR.